It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Governor Snyder this week declared a state of emergency in the city of Flint due to the city's water crisis. This follows the resignation of Dan Wyant, the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and news that the U.S. Justice Department is investigating the city's contaminated water. Joining us now are Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and James David Dixon, reporter with the Detroit News. Susan, first explain the significance of this Justice Department investigation.
Well, there are a lot of layers to what's going on in Flint and a lot of different investigations. The governor has his own emergency task force that's looking at this, but the Justice Department's decision to come in for an independent review, I think, definitely indicates the seriousness of this health crisis. And perhaps we will find out more of the details on what decisions were made and by whom.
Now, some people are calling for Governor Snyder to be arrested because of the water crisis. But James, what do you think the possible impact of this investigation could be for the governor, as well as the lingering issues from the water crisis?
It's tough to say how there will be any impact. I mean, at this point, Republicans can pretty much pass any type of legislation they want. They just made it much more difficult for Democrats to gain back some of what they've lost in the state house when they eliminated the straight party voting. So it's tough to see where the consequences would come from. I mean, even this federal investigation, I remember hearing that Bob Ficano was under investigation and they'd gotten some of his team to flip. And, you know, this guy was the head of a project that basically lost hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money. And, you know, by the time it was over, they said, no charges. It's tough to see the path forward or how Snyder or other Republicans pay for this politically.
Susan, do you agree that it's going to be tough for this issue to have an impact on the November election for the state house?
At the moment, I'm not sure that this will be a major election issue. Obviously, this is a huge issue in the Flint area. But beyond that, I think that a lot of that depends on how quickly these investigations move and how high up the problems go. If it's revealed that the governor had a lot more knowledge earlier on about what happened, I could see this being an issue for Republicans to have to answer to statewide. If this remains an issue of a decision that was made by one of his departments, the Department of Environmental Quality, and tragic mistakes were made, but it really doesn't go any further than that. I am skeptical that this is going to be a major issue in November of 16.
Now, James, the governor's State of the State address is a little later this month, and this seems like an issue he will have to address. What kind of tone do you think he's going to try to strike?
Well, he's always tried to present himself as a problem solver and not a blame placer. And obviously, he's going to want to do that in a situation where all the fingers are pointed his way as far as the blame. So I think this will be a good opportunity, if he were to take it, to present himself as a humbled man, as someone who does not have all the answers, but is consulting all the experts necessary and wants to push forward.
Susan, your thoughts?
Traditionally, what Governor Snyder has tried to do with his states of the state is to run through all of his accomplishments and look forward. I think at this point, you know, when he's going into year six, he may not have that many accomplishments in front of him. And last fall was not exactly a rousing success. You know, he was not able to get any movement on big issues like energy policy or the Detroit school crisis. So I think you will see a lot of his positivity, which is his trademark. I think he will definitely celebrate his accomplishments on things like the roads. What I'm really interested in is to see how he will address the Flint situation and what his path forward is with a legislature that really has not been as enthusiastic to work with him.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and James David Dixon is a reporter with the Detroit News. I'm sure you'll be watching the State of the State address. We'll be watching along with you. Susan, James, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.